Look, I'm thoroughly looking forward to talking to this gentleman now, Jim Haynes. What do you say about Jim Haynes? Well, you say he's an Australian writer, entertainer, broadcaster, humorist, songwriter, historian. On his Wikipedia page, it says in 2016 he received a Medal of the Order of Australia for service to the performing arts. He's been performing for years. Look, forget about all that stuff. Over and above all of that, he's just a good bloke, and he joins me this afternoon. Hello, Jim Haynes.
Hi, Brent. That's a good rap. Thanks for that one.
Mate, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Obviously, we want to talk about the history of the Australian flag because of all of the talk over the last 24 to 48 hours about putting a $25 million flagpole on top of the Sydney Harbour Bridge. And yesterday afternoon, we had people saying, you know, people fought under this flag and all this sort of thing, and they can't do this and they can't do that to the flag because, again, I suppose all this talk, Jim, raises the subject of, you know, a new Australian flag and when will we do it and what will it look like and all these sort of things. But, Jim, if I can just start, when people say the soldiers fought under the Australian flag, that's not necessarily true, is it?
No, it's not true. They mostly fought under a red ensign version of the Australian flag because the flag we know today, the blue one, was not official until 1953. And most of the flags issued, certainly to the army, were red. And I remember the one I had at school, it was a red flag. Now, we should go back to what the Aussie flag is. It's a British ensign. It's a British naval ensign. Gee, I've got to go right back here now. Bear with me.
Sure.
But the British Navy was divided into three sections, or squadrons, I think they were called. The white, the blue, and the red. And each of those had its own ensign, which is a red flag with a Union Jack in the corner, a blue flag with a Union Jack in the corner, and a white flag with a Union Jack in the corner. And when we designed the flag back at the time of Federation, they had a huge competition. Listen to this. I've looked it up. 32,823 entries.
Gosh.
People were pretty keen on designing a new flag. And the one that came out of the competition, which was run by, a magazine with a strange name of Review of Reviews, and then the government threw in a bit of money, and Havelock Tobacco Company.
Gosh.
So the winners got the huge amount of, I've forgotten what it was, because there were three entries that looked pretty much the same. And what it is, it's a British naval ensign with the Southern Cross and the Commonwealth Star. And I don't think that shows a lot of imagination, but the three people who came up with almost the same design shared the prize money. It was 200 quid. So they didn't get to be millionaires. And, for the first half of the last century, the flag could have been, I mean, the Navy use a white one, right? Mm-hmm. And the one that was mostly, when you say, people say, we fought under that flag or a soldier, it's not quite true. They flipped a lot of the, if you look at the World War One photographs, and of course they're black and white, but if you can find any coloured posters from World War One showing our flag, as well as the Union Jack, which we flew for a long time as if it was our flag, it's red. So, it's unfortunately, it's not an argument to say our soldiers fought under the one we know. It was only introduced in 1953 that a blue version of the flag would be issued to communities, if the schools and the post offices and everything wanted a flag, then they could have a blue one.
Right.
So that part of it isn't doesn't stand up. I personally think that, you know, what are our national colours? What do you think of when you think of our national colours? Any sporting event or, you know, where we're trying to, you know, show people who we are and where we're from, it's green and gold.
That's correct,
and,
yes.
And there's no green and gold on that flag. The other problem with the flag, and I'm not disparaging the flag, it's, I think we should keep it as the traditional Aussie flag. We've got the Aboriginal flag. That's beaut. That represents, you know, the First Nation and those people. And we can keep the old one. But let's have something new. You know, let's have something that pleases everybody. I know that's an impossibility, isn't it? But, you know, let's have something that's green and gold, probably got the Southern Cross on it, and everybody is happy with it. Or what a lot of people have said is take the Union Jack off because, you know, we're not British anymore, and put the Aboriginal flag in the corner. I don't know. I mean, I would like something green and gold, but I think a lot of people get very stirred up and head up about all this stuff when really a flag, what's the purpose of a flag? It's to show people who aren't from our country who we are. And when you show the flag we've got, it looks like, well, I had a bit of a count. The flag, the blue ensign with something else on it is used by New Zealand, Bermuda, Tristan da Cunha, Gibraltar, the British Honduras, the Virgin Islands, Pitcairn Island. Our flag looks like a lot of other flags.
Yes, yes.
And it doesn't say, hey, this backpacker who's got this flag stuck on their backpack, he's from Australia. You know, it doesn't say that. So, you know, I don't want to cause a fuss. I'm not against anything. I'm not against the Aboriginal flag or the old, you know, blue ensign with the Southern Cross on it or the red ensign. But I think, you know, it's time we marked our territory a little bit better. And as far as the $25 million flagpole goes, really? Just alternate the flags like we've been doing, evidently, for the last, you know, umpteen years.
Jim, do you think that we will probably go down the road of changing the flag that we now have to a new Australian flag when we become a republic in years to come?
Well, I think it'd be probably easier to change the flag than become a republic in lots of ways. I think surely the next generation, those coming through, I live next to a lovely Australian Greek family for a long time, and the boys in that family had a T-shirt made that was the Australian flag instead of the Union Jack. They had the Greek flag in the corner.
Right. That's good. That's good.
So I think it is time that we, you know, when the flag was released way back at the competition, some people thought it was wonderful. The Melbourne Argus said it would be the emblem upon which millions of free people could gaze with national pride. The Bulletin, however, said that it's just a British flag with no artistic virtue or significance. Our minds move slowly, and Australia is still Britain's little boy and wearing his father's cut-down garments.
Oh, dear.
So, you know, I think that, look, I can't enter Parliament because I have a British passport as well as an Australian one because I'm first generation Australian and I'm British at the same time. But even I, you know, people say, "Oh, you don't like Britain." I said, "Look, I'm half British, but I think it's time we had our own flag." Honestly, you know why? How many countries have the flag of another nation stuck in the corner?
Too many, and we're one of them.
Yeah. Anyway, look, that's just my... I don't want to start an argument with anybody. And I think all of, you know, the old flag's fine, the Aboriginal flag's fine, but I think it is time we had one that, you know, represents all of us and how we are today with the green and gold. That'd look beautiful.
Who... Do you know, is there an answer to this question, Jim? If there is, I'm sure you would know it. Who or what committee actually sits on the decision of what the new flag, when it happens, will be? I mean, who signs off on it?
I don't know. I think it's probably an act of Parliament. I think that's what happened in 1953.
Right.
And, you know, there have been other things like that. When it came to the national anthem and, you know, and other things. So I don't I don't think we actually need a referendum or anything, but of course I doubt that any government would go ahead without asking the people of Australia what they think.
But could you imagine it? I mean, there were 32,803 entries before.
Yes,
let's
I know.
Times 10.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, you know, the Republic, the flag, and of course the, you know, the age of Queen Elizabeth, who everybody... you know, grew up with and seems to like. And of course, people need to think before they say things, because being a republic doesn't mean that we can't be in the British Commonwealth. There are lots of republics in the British Commonwealth.
Very so true. Very
we
true.
We can keep the threads of our history together without, you know, without necessarily keeping that British flag in the corner of ours. Maybe it's time.
Maybe it is. Jim, it's always a delight and a treasure to talk to you of an afternoon. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it, mate. You're making yourself available at such short notice. So until we speak again, look after yourself.
You too, mate. Take care.